This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. All right, so in this episode, I'm going to talk about something I bring up from time to time that I think is very important for managers and for leaders to understand and embrace. And if you're a salesperson listening to watch this, I want you to understand this philosophy as well. I want you to watch or listen to this and think, okay, how does this apply to me? Where do I fit into this? And why is this so important? Especially if my company comes to me and rolls out something, I want to be prepared and I want to have the right mindset. Now, what am I talking about for you leaders and managers out there? I'm talking about having a sales process. One of the biggest challenges with sales operations that I see is that they think the best way to succeed is to hire a bunch of salespeople, people who know sales. And I'm using air quotes. If you're listening to the podcast, you probably, if you couldn't pick up on that in my voice, they know sales and they just want to do what they do best. More air quotes there for you. And that means that, hey, I have experience in sales. And just put me on the phone, just give me a list of people to dial, and I'll do what I do best. Now, part of the issue with that is that every product or service is different. Every company is different. Even if it's the same product, the same service, right? Like you were selling widgets of a certain type, and now you're selling widgets of a certain, the same type for a different company. The new company you're at is going to have a different approach, a different background, a different history. Nobody is doing it the same way, the same philosophy. If so, that would be a pure commodity. And I promise they wouldn't really need you, or it wouldn't really matter what you do. In the case where companies have a different approach or different product or service, it's going to be different. So the fallacy of hiring salespeople to just put them out there and hope that they know what to do based on their past, their successes, is not effective. You cannot scale that way. You might be able to get a few people to do that, but I promise you'll fall into the same trap that a lot of companies do, where they have really high attrition. They hire 10 people, they end up with two after 3 months or 6 months. They hire 10 more, they end up with one or two. And that's just painful. It's expensive. It's demoralizing for the team. And it's really something you want to avoid. Now, how do you avoid that? Well, you avoid it with training, you know, with recruiting, onboarding, and then training, which we'll talk about in other episodes. But the key is also having a sales process, having not just a playbook, right? I see a lot of companies, especially in the B2B space, where they're like, I have a playbook and this is what my people should be doing. But that's not enough. What I'm talking about is a specific sales process, which involves, and here comes the trigger for people, scripts. Now, the script debate, the script question, I get that all the time. I talk to people, some are for, some are against. Here's the biggest key. So you want to have your sales process built out such that all the members of your team are doing it the same way. Now, I don't mean saying it the same way. I don't mean a team or a office full of robots who are all saying and doing the same exact thing. I mean, they're doing the same thing and following the same process. There's some kind of opening, there's some kind of rapport building, and then there is the part where they're doing their discovery, hopefully with empathy, where they're asking questions and they're digging deep and they're actually listening and they actually care. And then they're moving people to a trust phase where they're explaining why you as a company are the most effective at this and the most helpful and why you are doing what you do and why you're a leader in this space. And then it should go into the hope phase, which is where your salesperson is telling that prospective customer what it is that they see as the issue or the goal and how your company has the solution, right? Like, I know you want to get up this mountain and I know how to get you there. I've done it before with other people. Follow me. And then there's the urgency, which is the timing part, which is always now. You have to have that process. That's why I spend a lot of time working with companies who have me come in and we do a lot of training and restructuring of their sales process around the authentic persuasion pathway, which follows what I just mentioned, but in obviously in more detail. The key is you want to make sure that your sales team is following the same process for so many reasons. One, because once you know a process works, then why wouldn't you, right? Like if you're baking a cake and you know this recipe works, why would you then bring in 50 people to just wing it and try their own recipes, right? This isn't a fun baking class and experimentation laboratory where we're going to see who could make a good cake and then throw away 49 other ones. We want 50 cakes, right? And we have the recipe. So why not have everyone follow the recipe? Now, of course, people are people, and I'll get to that part, but you have to have a process that if you know it works, why wouldn't everyone follow it so they can succeed, so they can make money? A lot of times salespeople think they know best. They don't. They're not making money. They're not getting scalable results, and everybody is paying for it, but they just don't trust. Now, that's usually a hiring, a recruiting, and an expectation setting problem on your side, but let's talk about the sales process. So you need to have that in place and have the sales process built out. Also, it will help with compliance, not just compliance from like a regulatory government standpoint, but compliance to the process. Because if you know somebody's has to go from 1, 2, 3, 4 to 5, and they're not getting results in closing deals, you can then go back and look at what they're doing or not doing and see if they're adhering to your process. If you don't have a process at all or don't mandate a process, then it's the Wild West. And if somebody is not closing enough sales or hitting the numbers that you want them to hit or that they want to hit, who knows where to even begin, right? Going back to the cake example, if you're not following a recipe and your cake doesn't come out very well, which it probably won't unless you're a master baker. And like I just talked about in the previous episode, solo episode about 10,000 hours. If you don't have it memorized where you can do it with your eyes closed, making a cake, and that cake doesn't turn out well, who knows? Could be the temperature, could be the time, the ingredients, which ingredients, the quantity of the ingredients. You did baking soda instead of baking powder, and then everything is just going to be terrible. And so it's the same thing with sales. So many people just try to wing it. And then when it doesn't work, when they don't close that sale, literally no idea which part they could have done different to get a different result. So you want to have that sales process. Now, let's talk about scripting really quick. Here's the deal. It's super important. Why? Because it helps people have those parts that you know work well when they're said a certain way. Big thing with this, the big caveat is you have salespeople in the role for a reason. You need a human in this day and age, in 2022, to still have a conversation with another human who's scared, confused, worried, stressed, doesn't know the right solution, doesn't know where they should go, doesn't know who to trust. You still want to have a person do that. I firmly believe that will always be the case. Robots will not be able to replace complex consultative type sales processes on some kind of considered purchase where somebody needs to make a decision what is best for them and then if they should move forward and how they should move forward. So you want your humans, your salespeople, to be humans, right? That's what you want. However, there are certain parts that you know that you need to script because you know those will be effective. Here's the best place to start for all of you people out there who dislike the thought of scripts. Maybe you were in sales and you moved up and now you're in a leadership role and you didn't like scripts then and you don't want to feel like a hypocrite and make your team use scripts because that would be wrong because you didn't like using scripts before. Please stop that. And if you're in a sales role and you're listening or watching this, please embrace the scripting for when it should be used. Here's the best place to start. Build your scripts for your transitions, your intro, your transition into your question phase, right? Like I said, is that empathy discovery, and then the transition into the trust, into the hope, into the urgency, into the parts of the authentic persuasion pathway, into anything that you have as one section to another. I see so many people in sales just lose it because they don't have direction, they don't have a process, and they don't have the scripting to get them from one step to the next, right? If we're talking about that baking recipe example, they don't have the steps of the recipe. So they don't know how to go from mixing it to putting it into a pan to getting it in the oven to how long it should be in the oven. Like they don't have the transitions. It's just kind of a mess. And they don't know how to do it, what order to do it in, and how to go in the most efficient, effective way possible. And then let's take it away from cakes and let's go back to sales. Now you've got two humans involved, not one human making a cake. Now two humans up against each other and it gets even more messy and more complicated. So you want to make sure you script those transitions. It would sound something like this. All right, well, the next portion is I'm going to ask you some questions because I want to find out more about your situation, what you're looking for, and I want to see if this is something I can help with. Obviously, if it is, then I will tell you what programs we have that are available. If it's not, I'll let you know that as well and give you some suggestions. Does that sound fair? Yes? Okay, great. Now, and then dive into your questions, right? You should have that, and that should be written down. That should be memorized. It should be read if necessary, and that should be what you use. That way you can transition. And as a salesperson, you want to do that. Now, really good salespeople, sales professionals, in my opinion, that I would categorize as sales professionals, have those things that they've just said long enough, even if it was never written down, they've just found what works, they've memorized it, and they have that. For everyone else, write it down, memorize it, read it if you need to. It's okay to read it. Your customers would actually appreciate you reading things and being effective at moving them forward versus just winging it and being a hot mess who doesn't actually help anyone buy the right things that will help them as a customer, right? If you're not helping people get to a better place, but you're winging it, that's not good. You're letting them down. If you have to read some transitionary statements or disclosures or disclaimers or things like that, but you're leaving people in a better place and you're helping them, do it. Don't be afraid to do it. They will appreciate that, right? For so many reasons I've talked about on the show. So make sure you have a sales process for your team. If you're in sales and your company does not have a process, they haven't given you anything, create your own process. Take what I've talked about in this show. Take lessons that I've shared in my podcast, in my weekly training sessions. Go to the YouTube channel, find lots of information there. Reach out to me if you want help building it, or reach out to me and set me up with your manager so that I can get to your manager, your leader, the owner of your company, and talk about building a sales process so everyone can be successful, because that's what it takes, right? You look at any professional out there, they have a process that they follow. They have steps that they do. They know where they're going, and they don't just wing it and hope that they'll get there. They have a plan and a process.